This is the Word Alive podcast, and I am Pastor Wilbur Allen III. Today, we're going to discuss an issue that has come to the forefront. In recent days, the Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade, and I believe it's critical that we have a discussion regarding this national issue. Abortion. Abortion is an issue that I believe the church must put forth a clear message regarding this. Now, I believe that God is pro-life. Yes, God is pro-life. When you consider scripture, it is clear that God created life out of nothing. By his sovereign authority, by his power, God creates life. When you look at the very beginning in Genesis, after God has created Adam and Eve, he instructs them to be fruitful and multiply. Jesus says in John, the 10th chapter, the 10th verse, I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. There is scripture that supports this notion that God is pro-life. In Luke, the 1st chapter and the 15th verse, John the Baptist, who was the forerunner of Jesus, the Bible describes him as being filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. The unborn John, in his mother's womb, was capable, able, and did receive the Holy Spirit as an unborn child. Then, of course, in Matthew, the 2nd chapter, verses 16 through 18, King Herod, in an effort to kill the Christ child, he kills all the male children from the ages 2 and under in Bethlehem. It is believed, some believe, it was up to about 14,000 deaths, and it is described as the massacre of the innocents. In the Old Testament, Exodus, the 1st chapter and the 22nd verse, Pharaoh commands the Egyptian people to throw every male Israeli child, every male child of the children of Israel, into the Nile River. Some of the darkest moments in biblical history has detailed or included the death of infants. So again, I believe that God is pro-life. When you draw a comparison between Jesus and a description of the devil, it says he is like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Whereas Jesus, he says, as I repeat, I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. When you consider these biblical witnesses, it is clear the position of God. Now, I know even there are some issues regarding the health of the mother, instances which include incest or rape. When you consider the health of the mother, the health of the mother must be paramount. The health, the life of the mother must be preserved. There are individuals who were results of rape. One, two individuals that come to mind for me is Jesse Jackson and Eartha Kitt. Two individuals who made distinct contributions to the human experience. So I just want to say that our country is in need of great prayer. And as believers in Christ Jesus, let's be diligent. Let's be prayerful. And I would say to you, please do not be affected by the rhetoric that is in the public forum. We must stand on biblical principles. So as believers in Christ Jesus, let us pray for our country. Let us hold our country up before the Lord. Yes, it is critical that we must pray that repentance comes to America so that God will forgive us of this national sin. So let us pray. Our God, our Fathers, through you we move and we have our being. God, I pray that you look upon the United States of America. Look on leadership. Look upon legislative bodies. Look upon the courts. God, I pray, look upon the American people. God, I pray for repentance to come through the land and so that we look to you as our source of strength and life. We believe life comes from you, O God, and we cherish it. Cherish it. This I pray in your Son Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen.